chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy holidays, everybody. Let's talk about Luigi Mangione, shall we? Mr. Mangione is the accused and now indicted suspect and defendant who allegedly shot and killed Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, in cold blood. He was in court this morning in Pennsylvania. This was an extradition hearing. And it's interesting, last week I was talking a little smack about his Pennsylvania lawyer who went on the news and sort of blathered around and didn't say much and said they were going to fight extradition. Yeah, well, not fighting extradition because there were no grounds to fight extradition. And indeed, Luigi Mangione, after that hearing today, was put onto an airplane and flown to New York. Now, a couple of interesting things about the hearing this morning. First of all, he seemed attentive, was talking with his lawyer extensively. He was nodding, lifting his eyebrows, interacting. He even smiled a few times. So he's with it. I mention this because, as I said when we first started talking about this case, that ultimately his defense is going to relate to some sort of mental health disease or defect. Maybe not to get him off, but to potentially reduce the penalty and or try to get him to serve time in a mental health institution as opposed to a prison. So, very important that he looks like he's with it and he's talking with his lawyers and participating in his defense. The courtroom was packed. No surprise there. Also notable about the hearing this morning was that there were Mangione supporters outside the courtroom, a couple of whom apparently were dressed up or had the hat on from the Luigi character from the video game Super Mario Brothers franchise, which I find pretty disgusting. After the hearing, there was a motorcade of New York City police that took Mr. Mangione to the Altoona Blair County Airport. He was loaded on a plane, taken back to Manhattan. Just before we got on air, he could be seen exiting a helicopter that took him from the airport just outside of Lower Manhattan and flew him from that airport in the helicopter to Lower Manhattan. And here's the interesting part. There have been federal criminal charges filed. Now, there has not been a federal criminal indictment yet. That requires a grand jury. From the day that a federal criminal complaint is filed, they have 30 days to get a grand jury to indict Mr. Mangione. There were about four, I think there's four federal criminal charges. Now, here's the interesting question. In general, forgetting about this case specifically, in general, the feds don't get involved with murder charges, even when there's some sort of interstate element to them. They don't. Murder, unless there are particular things that are of federal importance that had to deal with the interstate trap. I mean, they just don't get involved with this. This is nearly always, always left to state prosecutors, meaning the district attorney's office. A question has to be asked, what exactly is the motivation of the feds here? I can think of only two. Ego and prestige. And listen, the history of the territorial disputes between the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and the Southern District of New York Federal Prosecutor's Office are legion, going back decades, and are nothing to do with partisan politics. So, ego, prestige, profile, it's a case that everybody's going to be talking about for a long, 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 long time. The other one is this. The state of New York hasn't executed anybody in a really long time. The federal government has. Especially under the first Trump administration. They restarted. So perhaps there is some inkling that they will seek the death penalty under the federal charges. So Mr. Mangione was taken from that heliport to the federal courthouse. I do not believe his federal hearing has yet concluded. I believe he is in court as I am speaking right now in the federal courthouse. I have been in that courthouse. It's very interesting because the Southern District of New York courthouse and the state courthouse are basically like across the street from one another. The federal courthouse is at 500 Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan. Spent a goodly amount of time in that building myself. So, fascinating. Watch this space. Because now Mr. Mangione has got the Pennsylvania state charges, the New York state charges, and now these federal charges. When we come back, we're going to listen to a little bit of news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour. Then when we come back, I'm going to give you some updates on that tragic school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin earlier this week. Please keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.